Hey, Nicole, what is the deal with furries?
I don't know, Jessica. Lily, do you know what the deal with furries is?
I have no idea, Nicole. Jessica, what's the deal with furries?
Well, furries are a group of individuals who enjoy dressing up in animal costumes. And in fact, this community has a very long and storied history, beginning in the countercultural revolution of the 1960s and 1970s. These people outside of the mainstream begin to see that a strategy for squicking the squares or making people uncomfortable can be drawing comics that show animals in adult situations. In these gamer and sci-fi communes, furries begin to congregate. They also try to have their own parties and own sections of different conventions. But the non-furry convention goers get very hostile towards these odd furry members, and they earned the epithet skunk fuckers, which has stuck with them ever since. They decide to split off and create their own conventions. This is going to be the first split that we see in furry history, where the gamers and this larger sort of outside of the mainstream movement becomes even more outside of the mainstream. Then, as the World Wide Web comes into wide use, the idea of furries begins to be able to spread very quickly through forums. And then sort of the last stage of furry development occurs when we get this conflict between people who are taking on a lifestyle of the furry and start believing in something like furry spirituality, this sort of shamanistic Eastern religion associated with being a furry. This is also when we get something like a fursona popping up and other kin who live their lives as animals. And this conflict happens between people who remain casual fans for whom this is not an inherent part of their identity. And so today we're going to interrogate just how sexual furries really are. Are they a fetish or are they a fandom?
Starting from what were essentially printed memes that gained momentum and entered regular people's media consumption, someone or multiple someones were bound to become connected with these characters in either an emotional or more than emotional way. This concept of attachment and fixation is central to the fetish theory developed by William Piatts in 1985 in an article titled The Problem of the Fetish.
So you're saying that the fursuits are the object of the fetish?
Yes, and what makes the fursuit itself so important is that it's not just animals as a concept that these people are attached to, it's the fursuit itself. And that debate goes back to the origin of the word fetish, which comes from medieval Portuguese. What distinguished it from idols, which are objects that are shells and representations of something that's higher, a fetish was meant to be put on the body, and it was meant to have effects on the wearer, healing or arousal that both originated from the person's connection to the object and the object itself.
So we focused a lot on theory and history of fetishes, but we can't really delve more deeply into this fandom without looking at the people. So statistically, 78% of the furry fandom is male, and 30% of the fandom is unemployed, and 30% are students. So based off of those statistics, we can assume that much of the furry fandom has a lot of time on their hands because this is kind of a time-consuming hobby. And it also costs a lot of money. Those fursuits are worth a lot.
We've also spent a lot of time focusing on the non-sexual aspect of furries' reputation. But how did we end up here? Because people are fascinated with furries' sexual lives.
Yeah, and we have to acknowledge kind of a sexual undercurrent in this fandom. More statistics, 98% of men in the furry fandom watch furry porn an average of 42 times a month. And 78% of furry women average 11 times a month. Furries aren't an identity. They're more than just something that you pick up in a sex shop. People in the furry fandom are committed. On Amazon, you can find t-shirts proudly advertising a furry identity if that's something that you're interested in.
What did some of the t-shirts say, Lily?
One of them said, "I'm the furry your mother warned you about." Another one said, "Furry girls are hotter." There's obviously a lot of pride in this community.
In a lot of these stories, people said that they entered the sexual world of furries after they became furries that were just fans.
Fetishes are a lot more nuanced than I think we give them credit for.
You're right, Lily. And we can't ever really understand what gets a person going.
Absolutely. People are unique.
So that's the deal with furries.
That's the deal with furries.